And now we go over to our friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNUS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. After having entertained us and tickled our brains last week with The International, a fast-moving thriller based on business ethics and the arms trade, today he gives us a taste of a film in which intrigue, romance, greed and conspiracy come together in an ultimately moral perspective. Now we go on to another film with Clive Owen, also about business espionage, and we're talking about Duplicity.
Yes, it's Clive Owen a bit the same as he was in the previous film, but this time he's working with and against Julia Roberts.
Remember me?
Who, I must say, still grins with that wide-open mouth and laugh, so even though she hasn't been in films so frequently lately, it's a reminder of what an impact she used to have in films.
Can you imagine living like this? How much do you think you'd need?
20 million?
I was thinking 40.
So what do you have to do to get $40 million?
I took a job in counterintelligence for Brooke and Randall. They're about to make a move.
Now, this Duplicity, I must confess, watched the trailer. It's all about, really, who's double-crossing who, isn't it?
Do you have any idea how far my ass was hanging out because of you?
If I told you I loved you, would it make any difference?
If you told me, if I believed you.
And in fact, some of the reviewers who I thought had some brains to bless themselves with actually put in their reviews that they couldn't follow it. So whether they'd nodded off, because it is difficult because there are a lot of time shifts, so that you start in 2003, then you move to 2008 or 9, and then a caption comes, 3 years ago, and then you see the two of them in different circumstances from what you were expecting because of what you'd seen before. And then a whole complex plot develops of who is deceiving whom.
You're gaming me.
Admit it. You don't trust me either.
And it involves two big international companies. And I must say, the actors who portray the heads of those, very strong on screen. One is Tom Wilkinson, and the other is Paul Giamatti. And during the opening credits, after a scene in Dubai with the two leads, there's a picture of them, slow motion, literally fisticuffs on a tarmac, which indicates the rivalry that is going to be seen between the two companies throughout the film.
My God, he is going to crush me.
By the way, they're interested in kind of bathroom products, lotions and things like that.
The very existence of this product must be carefully protected.
Not quite on the level of arms dealing, but the money is there, and the possibility of industrial espionage is very strong. I'm amazed, actually, at the intricacies of what goes on.
It's a total corporate death match. The competition will do anything to get their hands on this.
Well, I see that the screenwriter is Tony Gilroy. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Gilroy, I think.
Gilroy, okay. And he was actually the screenwriter of the Bourne trilogy, so he knows how to construct a difficult plot.
He does indeed. And his previous film, his first as director, was Michael Clayton with George Clooney.
Right.
So, yes, it's in a bit in the same vein. This one is actually a bit more glossy and glamorous, given the two leads and the big international companies.
It looks quite entertaining. It looks quite light-hearted.
You on one side, me on the other. It's perfect.
You know what I think?
I think you like the idea.
It is. I'm not sure how light-hearted it is, especially by the end, but I'll leave that to you when you follow through on the trailer and see the whole film.
This is way over your head.
Over my head? We were supposed to be on the same side.